This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Todd, I'll be with you in just a few seconds. I wanted to mention that the book that you all need to get if you're going to work on house wiring is, one more time, Black & Decker's Complete Guide to Home Wiring. The copy that I have is 2005 edition, and it shows an electrical switch, an on-off wall switch, and it's painted blue and white, really. Okay, that's the one I have. There's another edition, it's an older edition, it has an outlet on the front cover painted blue and white. That's an older edition with fewer pages. I don't have that one, so I don't know if it's better or worse, but I can tell you that the one with the blue outlet on it, the 2005 version, it's about $4 or $5 on eBay. It's outstanding. It's excellent. The other thing that you need is the electrical outlet receptacle tester. And it's those three lights and a little module that you plug in. Looks like the end of an extension cord with three lights on it. And that will tell you if your outlet is wired properly. So if you're going to plug a surge protector into any outlet, you need to know if that outlet is wired properly, because if it's not, if the ground is missing or the ground and the white wire are reversed, your outlet is probably not going to work as well as you think it is, and it may not protect you at all from surges. So you need to make sure the outlet's wired properly. And I can tell you for a fact that I have never been in a house ever where I've tested the wiring and I've been satisfied that the guy who did the wiring or the gal who did the wiring did it properly. I've never seen one that's done right except ours. And that's because I did it with our son. And I am meticulous in pretty much everything that I do. It takes me a long time, a real long time, but I make sure it's right. So you need that electrical outlet / receptacle tester, and they're about $5 or $6 on eBay as well. Todd, thank you so much for patiently waiting on hold. Charles, we'll get to you next.
Yeah, hello, Vincent. Hey. I just wanted to suggest for Arjun there, he could go to Sean Wood's YouTube channel, and he'll learn everything he needs to know about catching mice or rats.
Okay, and have you seen that homemade mouse catcher that uses a bucket, a 5-gallon bucket? It uses a ramp so that the mice can walk up to the top of the bucket. There's water in the bucket, and across the open, no lid on the bucket, across that opening, there is a coat hanger wire threaded through a soda can, and there's a hole in the bottom of a soda can, a little bit bigger than a coat hanger wire, and a hole through the top of it. And then you put peanut butter on that soda can. The soda can spins, and the mouse will go. Now, the soda can will be just maybe 1 inch from the edge of the bucket, so the mouse will smell it, try to climb over to get to the soda can to get the peanut butter, and the soda can spills or spins and spills the mouse right into the water. Have you seen that?
As a matter of fact, yes. I've used them myself, made some do-it-yourself, just what you described there.
Yeah, it's death by drowning. It's not pleasant for anybody, but it's, you know, what do you do when the mice eat the wires under your hood of your tractor or your car, or they eat the hoses and they want to build a nest out of the insulation of your wiring harness? I mean, these are all problems that we have. But is there anything else that you wanted to share with us, Todd?
Well, yeah, you could use that as a live trap too. Just don't put any water in it. The mice won't be able to get out. The bigger ones, the rats and the chipmunks will, but if you don't put water in it, you can catch them live.
And then what do you do with them? Bring them over to the neighbor's house?
Well, take them out in the field, you know, and somewhere away from the house like I do. I live catch all the raccoons and possums and take them a few miles away and drop them off.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to go through all that trouble.
Yeah, and, you know, they have services for that, and they, like in the cities, they have these exterminators, right, the extermination services, and I used to refer them as roach relocators. So they, you know, if you live in a row house, and all these houses are connected to each other, and the whole block is, you know, one big building with firewalls in between each unit, and so if one guy has roaches, the exterminator comes and sprays, and the roaches go to the neighboring houses.
Yeah, I lived in Texas in my earlier years, and that's exactly what happened. Oh, and another thing, you kept mentioning a red wire dealing with the service panel.
Yeah, what I really mean is a red stripe on a black wire.
Okay. Because I'd yet to see a red wire in a service panel, but okay.
Well, that has happened. There have been there's been black and neutral and red, yes, but. I guess red costs so much, now they just put a red stripe on the black wire to indicate that it's, you know, it's the other hot wire, meaning there's the black wire is hot, and the other black wire with the red stripe on it's hot. But, yeah. And that book, that Complete Guide to Home Wiring, I've got it right here in the studio. I keep it in my library. And I wired our whole house using this book. It's all in there. Everything is in there. Except when I wired our house, I did things a little bit differently, and I would say better. So when I twisted the wires together to put them under the wire nuts, I soldered each wire with radio solder, which is 60-40 lead tin solder with rosin core flux. And I soldered each wire together so there would be no oxidation of the wire connection. And I've had absolutely no problems with any of the wiring in our house as a result of that. It's been 16 years. You know, I'm sure other people just that, you know, twist the wire nuts on would be okay with that. But I don't trust the wire nuts because a lot of them are made in China, and I don't trust, just because a product looks good doesn't mean it's well constructed, doesn't mean that the plating is right on the spiral wires inside the wire nut. I don't trust anything that comes from China. So the solder, I know, came from the United States because I bought it's called New Old Stock. I bought solder from the 1960s, and it was made in the United States, and that's what I used to wire our house and solder the connections. Back to you.
Yeah, one more thing on what Gwyneth's rat-catching cat there. Don't give the rats cover. Make sure you get all your weeds and everything. You know, don't give them something to hide under or in. And let's say you're trying to brood some chicks. You've got some meat birds or something. And you're trying to keep them in the barn. The rats are going to kill them all if they get in there. So put them out in the open. Build them a pen. You know, with some hardware cloth, you know, where they can't get in, and put it out in the open where keep the grass cut and everything where the cat can see them and get those rats out in the open. Then the cat can do a much better job of catching the rats.
Yeah, I don't have a cat at the moment because there's been the government here in Victoria has done something really stupid, that they have made it very hard for cat breeders to breed cats. They've filled up that industry with red tape, and they've done the same with dog breeding. But I have my own dogs, and I have my own lady dogs, and so I breed my own pups. I have Jack Russell and Jack Russell Cross dogs at the moment. I have had cats in the past, and if I could get another cat, I certainly would. But they have become very, very hard to obtain and very expensive. here in Victoria. And you're talking about paying $1,000 for a cat here in Victoria, up to and over $1,000 for a cat, because they have the industry has been so much. I've had friends that have been that used to have pet sales businesses, and they've been, just for running their regular business, no animal welfare concerns or anything like that, but false trumped up charges against them and $1 million fine for basically selling puppies and kittens. That's just absolutely disgusting. And the only reason why I breed the occasional litter of puppies is to help my friends out, and also to keep a supply of dogs for myself, because I don't think I could be without these little Jack Russells and Jack Russell crosses running around. Because they're pretty good ratters too, you know, and they're good mouses, and they chase birds as well. And so that's Jack Russell Kelpie crosses and Jack Russell Border Collie crosses. And that's they're a very, very intelligent breed of dog. They're a good ratter, they're a good mouser, and they're a good friendly little dog. So there we go. That's just something that, you know, that happens here. And like I say, I just, you know, I think that it's really wrong, and it's really disgusting on what the Victorian government's been doing. And usually, if a litter of puppies happens, then I do my best to find homes for all the pups. Does that make sense?
Gwyneth? Yes. Gwyneth, Todd in Michigan mentioned the term hardware cloth. Would you like to define that, or would you like me to do that?
If you could do that, that'd be great. When I have chicks born here, I haven't had any problems with rats and mice getting into the chicks. Probably because of the dogs, and the chicken pen is right next to the dog yard. So I put the dog manure into the chicken pen for the chickens to scratch on. So I don't have, I have a few mice get into the chicken pen, but no rats so far. But if you could define what hardware cloth is, that would be great.
Sure. So hardware cloth is a wire netting. And it comes with different size openings. So think of what cloth is, and then think of like a real wide spacing between the threads. And it might be a quarter of an inch, it might be a half an inch, it might be 1 inch. So really what it is, it's like a screen that at the intersection of some wire cloth types, at the intersection, horizontal and vertical, there is a spot of metal that solders the intersection together. So it's the kind of thing where an animal can't spread open the opening, you know, the squares in the hardware cloth if it's arranged with squares. And it's a great way to let air through, sunlight through, ventilation, but pests can't get through. Todd, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, a quarter inch, half inch. I usually use the half inch, but yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And rat terriers.
Okay.
Yeah, and it used to be inexpensive.
Australia.
Not anymore.
Here in Australia, we call that mouse mesh or snake mesh.
Yeah.
That's what it's called here in Australia.
Todd, thank you very much. Charles, you're up
next. Can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, it's great being back on the air after a few days being off the air. I want to thank Rich Sheban for holding down the fort for guest hosting here at USA Prepares. And, he was, I borrowed a phone, one phone call away. I mentioned what had happened, and, internet was down, email was down, the landline was down, and we were down, and we weren't sure of the extent. And Rich said, sure, I'd be glad to do it. So I wanted to thank Rich Sheban for holding down the fort and here at USA Prepares and keeping the broadcast class operational. I'm delighted to welcome one of your instructors, Charles in Ohio. Welcome.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all well.
Yeah, and you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. And I was just calling about the show you did a couple back, and it was about cities. And I know you know most of this information, and you ask questions to make the class think. But I think there's some points I like to bring out. I just ask myself these same questions too about why do we have these cities, and I believe I'm more like you. I'd like to live in a rural area, unmolested by bureaucrats and government, and to do my own thing. But I believe the reason we have cities is the same as in ancient times. And there's from two points of view, from the people who live in the city, the citizens, and the people who control it. But from the people who live in the cities, I think they go to it for safety and security. Cities used to be walled. And for people who don't or can't farm or hunt or catch their food, they'd like some place to go to have a roof over their head. And for in return for that, we pay by giving the people who run the city, giving them our children to fight their wars and paying taxes. But I think that that's something important to understand, because I think those reasons still hold up today. Because when you look at when any entity or government writes up their economic reports on how well things are going, I think that comes back and relates a lot to what you're saying about our landfills filled with these Chinese goods. I think that our government could care less. And don't get me wrong, I think we got the greatest nation and a great form of government. But I think along with that, we have world-class criminals in charge of us. And
Charles, I believe you said we have the greatest form of government. And I was parsing those words and dissecting those words. You're absolutely right. We have the greatest form of government. It's just that we don't have the greatest government, because it has been corrupted by illegalities, greed, theft, misrepresentation. You are absolutely right on the money. And I wanted to mention one other thing that you said. I believe you said you were talking about why people move to cities, and you talked about the walls, and that's absolutely correct. Walls around the castles, around the cities, yes, in ancient times. And that was for safety and security. But that was before ICBMs, and that stands for intercontinental ballistic missiles. So easily breaching the city walls from outside the continental United States, ICBMs can take out any city within the continental United States. One other thing I wanted to mention, and then back to you. Arjun called, as you all know, and Arjun used to live in New Jersey. And he had called several times, and he wanted to get out of New Jersey. He knew it was polluted, etc. And then he moved. He found a place that needed a lot of work. And when I say a lot of work, there is no way of underestimating a lot of work. This place needs a lot of work. I've seen pictures. And he's undertaken this without ever having done any of this before, which I admire him for doing. Now, he moved from a city environment to a much, much more rural environment. So New Jersey is so polluted, there aren't a lot of rats, and there aren't a lot of mice in New Jersey, because they just can't survive the pollution, okay? There's so many rat traps and cars and threats to their lives. I'm talking about the wild animals, that in West Virginia there are fewer of those. So there are more wild animals and rats and mice, etc. So Arjun is finding out the difference of taking care of all of this himself. He is jumped from where there's lots of security and overtaxation to the part where to the point where he's paying less in taxes, and he's got to take care of more for himself. Charles, back to you when we come back from this break, if you want to hold through.
Sure.
Okay. And then I know Gwyneth wants to talk about holes in the ship. Now, the good ship Mankind is taking on water through lots of holes in the hull of our ship.
Home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wildfires out west, including the Bootleg Fire in Oregon, are creating hazy skies in New York State as the massive plumes spew smoke and ash into the air up to 6 miles high. Michael Avenatti, the high-profile lawyer recently sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for a $25 million extortion case in New York, is in California Wednesday on charges he embezzled millions of dollars from his clients. Opening statements are scheduled in Santa Ana, California for Avenatti, who once represented porn actress Stormy Daniels. Avenatti is expected to represent himself in the case after U.S. District Court's Judge James Selna on Tuesday granted his request to do so. Brisbane, Australia was picked Wednesday to host the 2032 Olympics, the inevitable winner of a one-city bid. The Games will go back to Australia 32 years after the popular 2000 Sydney Olympics, Melbourne last hosted in 1956. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The 2021 California gubernatorial recall election is an upcoming special election to recall Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. The election will be on September 14th. Republican candidate Larry Elders on Fox News is claiming the California Secretary of State has denied his name to be included on the ballot, and lawsuits are flying.
I didn't redact something that should have been redacted, or redacted something that shouldn't have been redacted. I'm not quite sure which it is. All I know is that there's a provision that allows the Secretary of State to correct any minor discrepancy, and she elected not to do it. And that is why I believe that I was targeted. Now, a lot of people have asked me, was this racism? Now, you know me for a long time. I don't play that. And what I said is, it's not racism. It's fascism. It's Larry Elder, because they know that I'm the guy who can take this guy down. As you pointed out, I've been talking about these issues for some 30 years. I'm on in every major market in California. I have higher name recognition than any of the other candidates other than Caitlyn Jenner. People know me. I'm from the hood. I'm from the inner city. I can talk firsthand about the declining quality of schools. I can talk firsthand about why we have rising crime, why we have rising homelessness, why the cost of living has gotten so outrageous that for the first time in our state's history, people are leaving California and going to places like Texas and Tennessee and Florida. It is outrageous. There's a magazine called CEO Magazine. Been around for 17 years. And for 17 years, California has been determined to be the worst state in which to do business of all 50 states. And I can turn that around, and they are scared to death.
I'm Lance Pry for USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us. Charles called in from Ohio. He's a USA Prepares instructor. Charles, I love it when you call in. You're so reasoned, so deliberate, so researched, so succinct. And yesterday I was in the automotive shop here at the farm, and I was thinking about you. I was thinking about taking my old race car to the track and seeing how well I would fare in a honest race against these youngsters who are racing today, assuming that we're both running carbureted engines and they don't have tuning tools to tune their fuel-injected cars and change the metering on the fly and adjust timing and fuel-air mixture, etc., based on dew point and humidity and temperature and all that, you know, at that moment at the track. So if it's a fair race and we're working with mechanical ingenuity and racing skills, I would love to race these youngsters with my old 1968 AMX. And I was talking to my son about putting it on the track and doing exactly that. So I was thinking about you as well at the same time. Charles, back to you.
Yeah, if you make it up here to Ohio, we will have a chance to meet, maybe. We have a lot of sanctioned events, and Summit Racing is based right around close to me.
And, well, that sounds like fun. We have a trailer. You know, we have one of those car hauler trailers that we bought because, you know, whenever we have to haul someone's vehicle here to repair it if we purchase one for our own purposes and it doesn't run, we go pick it up with our trailer. So we bought a used trailer and put new tires on it and put the correct wheels on it because it had undersized tires, undersized wheels right from the factory, all Chinese junk. Same thing. So back to you, Charles.
Yeah, I know that mostly in carbureted cars, you're going to see guys of our vintage. You're going to have a hard time finding young people. But when you do, if there's a young person around, you might be surprised. They are clever. But, back to the cities, I just think, I think there was some biblical reference to that people attribute back to the United States as being the land of unwalled cities, possibly. But I still think most of it still applies because we do live under the umbrella of the government of the area we live in. And the thing is, for United Corporate States of America, participation is mandatory. They do not want to. That's the other part of building cities is you look at it from the point of view from the citizens that go there to seek fame and fortune. There's also the people who build these cities and arrange them, and they have their own motives. And like I say, they look at economic indicators, which are not the quality of car and home you buy. It's the number. They want you to buy another one. And I mean, and a lot of times we participate in, oh, that refrigerator's old. Oh, that lawnmower, we've had it too many years. Whereas it could be repaired, or a different mindset of people that want to keep something and people who want a new one.
So I bought on Craigslist a few years ago. I thought that Whirlpool dishwashers were going to go out of production, the kind I wanted that weren't so complicated. The same thing with the Whirlpool type agitator washing machines. So I bought some on Craigslist, and it was the same thing. I would ask, you know, so why are you selling this? And it would be, well, she, meaning the wife, she wanted, you know, a new look. So she wanted the stainless steel skin on the front. So we'll get rid of the black one, you know, the one that has the black front, or the white colored front of the skin on the dishwasher. And so just to change to stainless steel, they would get rid of it. Now, it's made no sense to me, Charles. Perfectly good working machine they would get rid of so they could have maybe a front load washing machine that the bearings last a couple of years, and then they find out that it costs half as much to get the bearings replaced as it did to buy the whole darn thing to begin with. And they had a perfectly good, great working, tried and true, wonderful design. But they got rid of it because they've been convinced by the marketing schemes that stainless steel is where it's at. And the stainless steel skin on these refrigerators and washing machines is as thin as they could make it. If they could make it thinner, they would. Which is why Sam's Club doesn't sell appliances anymore, because the skin is so thin that the experts that they have with the forklifts can't handle them without damaging them, because the skin is so thin. They'd wreck more than they could sell.
Wow, that's interesting.
Well, that came from the management. That guy, I said to the manager of Sam's Club, yo, hey, what happened to the appliances? Where's that the whole department? Well, you know, the guys with the forklifts aren't as good as they used to be, and they would bang them up. They would, you know, they would crush the outer skins. And people would say, I really like that, you know, that new look, but gosh, you know, it's smashed.
I do see it like
that's
that. I mean,
story?
that I don't, the economic problems and the cheap Chinese goods, I think they do us one better on cheapening devices. But the thing is, America, I took part in, you know, I mean, you look at the Nielsen ratings, how they want to track everything we watch on radio and television, and the auto manufacturers get together and pay agencies to do surveys, and they had us drive our car up to larger city so they can look at the car, evaluate it, and they try and get you in long-term studies. They do their very best to understand exactly how little we expect for our money. They want to know how they can make a thing fall apart. Well, I always say how our chariots turn back into pumpkins. They want it to happen at 12 midnight. They can make these cars self-destruct, so we have to, so that the price of repair is greater than the price of replacement.
You're talking about Nielsen ratings, and I was interested. So where is USA Prepares in the scheme of things? And, you know, whenever they have these radio ratings, we don't even show up. And, you know, right a few minutes ago, in terms of podcasts, they rate streaming audio. They only rate the streaming part of it, not the over-the-air part. So I don't know how many people are in class over-the-air. But in the streaming portion, we were in, like, the top, easily the top 40 of all the broadcasts that are running at our time. And in terms of podcasts, right now, we were, like, number 21. So that's of all the 700,000 podcasts, we're at 21. And so we don't even show up on the ratings, you know, the Nielsen ratings and the radio ratings. And here's why. Because you have to be a member of that club. You have to buy the rating services in order to be rated. And we absolutely, positively would not participate in that. So we don't even show up.
Right. Participate.
Some people say, you know, Charles, I've got to run. Gwyneth wants to talk about holes in our boat.
Okay.
Or our ship.
Well,
and,
thank you. I'll be listening.
Charles, Charles, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your wisdom. I just love chatting with you, and I know Gwyneth loves to hear you, and I know the class does as well. So send me an email, please, and let's get you on the schedule for one of the Thursdays. Maybe not this Thursday, but maybe next Thursday if you'd like, if that works for you. Charles,
sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Charles. Gwyneth, you know, the good ship humanity, the good ship mankind, has got lots of holes in the hull. And
yep.
We're taking on lots of water.
Yep.
Would you like to address
She's
that?
She's going down.
She's going down.
She's absolutely going down, and there's nothing that can be done to stop it at this point in time. I believe that we are beyond the event horizon. And that at this point in time, you can point at the holes and say, look, there's a hole. Wow, it's taking on water. Gosh, who knew? And I think that there is actually a necessary role for that, to point out to people that, you know, this is happening. But I think that a lot of people are getting so caught up in pointing out the fact that this ship has holes that they're not focusing on getting on the lifeboats, if that makes sense, or even getting the lifeboats into the water and then moving the lifeboats away from the ship so that the lifeboats are not sucked down with the ship when this Titanic eventually goes the way that it's going to go. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely, and you can look everywhere. You can look at the West Coast. You can see that the drought is so bad, and it was engineered. It was engineered such that Los Angeles and Arizona and Nevada stole the water from the Northwest and piped it down through canals, etc., pipes, to feed LA's water greed. And so they destroyed farming up north. There's no water. Every bird bath, every puddle, every stream, pond, creek have been dried up. The aquifer has been going down, 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 because of the use of water is greater than the replacement of the water. That's just one hole in the ship, just one. The wildfire or the forest fire that stupid people create with failure to maintain the electrical power grid. Catalytic converters are the dumbest thing. They run at about 1,500 degrees. Takes about 500 degrees to start a fire in grass. So these people park their vehicles on the side of the road on dry grass, set the grass on fire, which then sets hundreds of thousands of acres on fire. Why? Because of the catalytic converters running so hot. So there are so many reasons. What catalytic converters have done?
I'm being sarcastic.
I know. What catalytic converters have done is they've taken particulates that would go up into the air and fall down in a couple hours, and they've made them so small and so fine that they stay up airborne for months. So you get to breathe them for months. What we really need to do, and these big automakers, they think that we need 700 horsepower minivans, 700 horsepower Hellcats, 700 horsepower Mustangs. You know, I'm generalizing. Nobody needs that. Nobody. These police cars with these police interceptor engines, they don't need that. They don't need to burn that much fuel. It's an outrage. These are just two tiny specks. And we're using so much electricity because you can't shut these computers off. There's no on-off switch, really, per se, in the front of a computer. These are just, let's shut most of the computer off. So your DVD players, your Blu-ray players, all of these devices, your televisions, your computers, they're all on 24/7. You just think you're shutting them off.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all think our fighter jets have catalytic converters? Y'all think tanks have catalytic converters? Y'all think ICBMs have catalytic converters? Y'all think these rockets that are used to put satellites into space to occlude the night sky, do you think they have catalytic converters? Do you think the plagiarist has a catalytic converter on his fleet?
No. Absolutely no. It's like this. We need to, if you're not already on the lifeboat and rowing away from the Titanic, then you need to get yourself in order pretty quick, smart, because she's near that point where she's going to be sucking down. And when that happens, it's too late because you're going to be pulled down with her. That's just how it is. And around here, what I'm doing is growing vegetables, raising rabbits, raising guinea pigs, raising chickens. Just digging trenches, swales, which are trenches on contour, to catch the rain so that it doesn't flow off our land, so that the water table gets raised instead of lowered. You know, all of these things. It takes years planting fruit trees, planting nut trees, planting olive trees, planting medicinal herbs, planting even particular ornamental flowers and plants that I know have a medicinal or food use. And also it makes the place look beautiful when you've got, and it's a thing of you've got to look after your psychology as well. So if you've got beautiful flowers coming up around the place every now and again, that helps to lift your mood. It helps to keep you in a positive mindset because you remember the bulbs you planted. And at the moment, we've got jonquils and daffodils beginning to come up because, we're only a few weeks away from spring. Yeah, this is it. But if you're still in a city, you've got to, you've got to be out of your mind at this point in time to be in a city. And here in Melbourne, in Victoria, we've got the police just moving in at a moment's notice and just blockading apartment buildings. Nobody can go in, nobody can go out. And these people have no food resources, and they find themselves locked up for weeks at a time. You know, it's just crazy. And they've got the whole of Melbourne basically turned into a gigantic concentration camp. And people, they seem to be just going along with it. You know, but out here in the countryside, life goes on. It goes on much the same as it always has, because I've got a large enough piece of land where I don't really have to leave my farm at all. And even if they made it completely unsafe to travel on any roads, of course it would be an inconvenience. Of course it would be. But I wouldn't die, because I have my own water supply, I have some of my own food supply, and I have stored food, and I have my electrical supply. And I have my own, I have the mindset to be able to defend my property. Okay, so if I get a band of people, raiders, robbers, bandits, whatever, showing up at the gate wanting to force their way onto the land, I think they would find that they had a bit of a problem, and that they'd wish that they'd picked another property. You know, and this is it. But when you're in the cities, you can't so much, you haven't got the room to have these sorts of resources. And this is it. People have to realize this, and this is what getting off the Titanic means. You've got to get into a rural area. You've got to do it as soon as possible. You know, that means today, inquire about selling your house and buying a piece of rural land. Today, go and do it. You know, I would encourage everybody in the class to go and do that. And you might think, oh, well, I've got a job in the city, and, you know, I've got to stay in the city to work. Well, that job is almost for sure not going to be there soon. So, and it's going to keep you trapped in a place where you're going to run out of food, you're going to run out of water, you're going to run out of electricity, you're going to run out of warmth, you're going to run out of cooling in some circumstances, especially in a hot climate. Does that make sense, Vincent? This is an urgent warning. People have got to get out of the cities, and they've got to do so now. They've got to get onto rural land, and they've got to begin establishing themselves in a whole new way of life. Does that make sense?
My father had a saying. He was an educator, and he said the process of education is learning more and more about less and less until you know absolutely everything there is to know about nothing. And that relates to the cities, because if you look at the people in cities, they have specialized jobs. They know how to do one thing, but they don't know how to do anything else. So they have to call on other people to do all those other things. They're trapped. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us today.
Have a
great way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.